Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and welcome. You are officially on the couch here. So nice to have you as always, and a great show. As always, today, you're going to learn a lot about your brain and why you do the things you do to make yourself feel better. As always, I invite you to call in live here on the show if you'd like, 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Of course, I get a lot of emails from folks, so if you would prefer to not get your voice on the air, you're a little shy, you can email me. And that is straighttalkdoc@gmail. straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Come on down, love to hear from you guys. You know, I don't know if you read my tweets. And, you know, some of the things I put out there a little bit before the show today, the LinkedIn information and all. But, you know, some of us, many of us are predisposed to seek pleasure. Pleasure and tranquility by doing lots of things. I mean, right? We want to drink after work, take a little cigarette break, partaking in other drugs. But, you know, there are other ways to experience the same effects without the harmful aspects. There really are. You're going, yeah, right, Michelle. I don't believe that. But, you know, it's true because there are really some fascinating facts about our human pursuit of an altered state of consciousness. I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff they found in digs from the Stone Age. And, of course, today's club drugs and a lot of things, you know, are out there about how our attitude towards drugs and pleasure-seeking has evolved over the past hundreds of years, thousands. Whether legal or not, the substance we use, you know, they change with times. So new ones are added, old ones make comebacks. You know, alcohol always is the favored medicine, as we say. I remember my grandfather saying, I had a little too much medicine last night. I said, why do you look so sad? And, oh, okay, I get it. Whatever the drug, though, or the drink du jour, history is telling us that our quest for pleasure and escape, you know, it's never going to cease. We're always looking for that rush, that high, so as to speak. So, again, there's a lot of fascinating research checking out the universal need to feel good. So today we're talking about the biology of the buzz, including what happens to our brain when we're high and why some people can use drugs with few consequences while others, you know, struggle with addiction. It affects almost every one of us. There's some family member or some friend that has, you know, problems with addiction. And also today we're talking about how to get those highs that we crave without mood-altering substances through the six pleasure principles with my special guest, Jody Gould. You know her. She's the award-winning journalist and author of 8 books. You probably know her by her best-selling book. We were just talking about that before the show. It's great. It's called Date Like a Man to Get the Man You Want. But Jody has, you know, written so many other books. And she's, of course, a frequent contributor to Women's Day and Family Circle, many other magazines and journals. You've seen Jody. I'm sure you have. She's been interviewed on Oprah, ABC World News Tonight, and Extra, and many, many more TV and radio talk shows. And again, today we're talking about her latest book, which is going to teach us all about the biology of the buzz and how to just feel better in general. It's called High: 6 Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. And Jody, so nice to have you on the phone here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
What a great...
Yet another pleasure principle.
There you go.
Speaking with you.
Hey, there you go, girl. See, I feel better already. I don't know about you.
Oh, good.
No, what a great read. I love the way you rolled it out. Well, you're a wonderful writer, award-winning writer. So it is really an easy read. It's comfortable. And also it really helps you understand how you can get that, you know, the buzz, that craving to feel in an altered state without the after effects. And I really appreciate that because it will help a lot of folks. So, you know what?
Yes, I hope so. I hope so.
You know, what was really interesting to me, Jody, is right off the bat here in your book, you describe how we have found evidence of the ancient civilizations making alcohol and ingesting cannabis and creating other substances to get that high. So why are humans so predisposed to seek that altered state of consciousness?
Well, what I discovered in my research was that the need to get high is a universal drive, not unlike our drive for food and thirst and sex and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that has been going on since the dawn of time.
Mm.
And it is something that we share with other animals, birds, cats. Anyone who's had a cat certainly knows what happens when they sniff a little catnip.
That's right.
And there's other animals as well that have this desire, this craving to get high. Elephants, birds, insects. It's fascinating. So I want to start out by saying that people should not feel guilty or shame if they feel this need to have this altered state of consciousness, as you said, this mood boost, because it is a natural human desire.
Wow.
And it's just the way in which we get it that we can certainly change, especially if it's affecting our health and well-being and that of our loved ones and others.
Yes.
But I also want to add that there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a glass of wine or two with dinner,
sure,
with your friends and socializing, as long as you don't become an alcoholic and overindulge, as long as you're not a teen, because teens' brains, as you probably know, are fully developed.
Right.
So having drugs at that time and that stage of our life can be destructive to the brain. And then, of course, never getting behind the wheel if you're, drinking or having drugs. That goes without saying.
No,
or if you are an addict or a recovering addict. Those are the caveats. Otherwise, do not beat yourself up. If you want to have a little glass of wine with dinner or two, as I said, or celebrate with friends, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jody. I feel so much
better
now. I just
want to say that because people feel badly about it and they should.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but thank you for alleviating some of that guilt because, we do hear we are educated more now about addiction, and there are a lot of folks who have issues. And, there is a chemical propensity, that we inherit from many relatives and stuff like that. So you are right. So guilt-free pleasures, glass of wine and, things like that. So no problem, really, necessarily, unless you do have a problem. And, of course, like you said, stay safe. Don't do anything that's dangerous, like get into a car. So we're talking about, the guilt-free pleasure principle. So what are some of the differences between the natural highs and those chemical highs that you talk about in your book?
Well, the interesting part of this is that some of them are the same and some of them are different.
Huh.
It is, as you mentioned, a brain thing.
Right.
And there's a part of our brain that is the pleasure center, the reward center. And it's housed in what's called the limbic system. But what happens there is when we do things that are pleasurable, be it chemical or natural, we produce this chemical called dopamine, which makes us feel euphoric and makes us high.
Oh,
and that is what we try to go after. And once we feel that, of course, we all want to feel better than we do when we're, in pain or, everyone has pain in their life. This is another universal fact. We all go through tragedies. There's deaths in the family. There's illness, the sickness, and loss of job. So we want to alleviate that pain. And, and this is why some people seek escape.
Yes.
And you can do this either chemically or you can do this naturally. And part of the way to alleviate the pain is through this chemical, this dopamine, which is produced in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that yes. Can be done naturally, and yes. It can be done chemically.
Yep. So the, preferred response to stressors and issues in our life really is to be done naturally because, obviously, like you said, there's side effects. Our bodies break down. We get Korsakoff's disease from alcoholism and, we get addicted to drugs and we eventually, if the problem is so heavy, we really ruin our bodies and it can really shorten our lives, as you said, of course. So,
yes, and the reason that people become addicted to chemicals and alcohol is that they want to repeat that same feeling that they got when they first took, that drink or whatever, or pill.
Yeah.
And what happens is that you try it again. You say,
exactly.
Okay, oh, that felt really good. I'm going to go back there and get that feeling again. So you try it again, but you find out that it wasn't as good as the first time, so you try more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do it again, and then you do it again, and then suddenly your brain just breaks down and no longer is able to stop.
Oh,
and that's how addiction. And that's how addiction occurs.
Yeah. So, in your book, by the way, Six Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. High is actually the word before all that, but I love that.
Yeah.
Love the visual here on the book, too.
Thank you.
You guys have to get the book in order to see the visual. I'm going to just say that. If you, talk about those pleasure principles, I would just love for the audience to hear, what are those guilt-free highs? And then we can talk about each one individually, which I'd like to get into.
Sure. This is a short list. There's many more than this, but this is a short list, all of which are backed by scientific studies to be proven to create stronger, longer-lasting highs and healthy highs.
Yes.
And the first one is move, which I use move instead of exercise because I know people don't like to exercise. There's so many people who don't like it. So I say move. It's just getting the body going, getting the heart pumping, and it's producing those body's natural mood-enhancing chemicals through physical activity.
Mm.
The second is restore, which more and more people happily are getting into, and that's revitalizing the mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The third is connecting, which is bonding with the family, with your family, friends, or community. All are great.
Yep.
The other one is create, which is expressing and expanding your inner self through art, music, writing, dance, or any other creative activity that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth is celebrating, which is a life-affirming experiencing joy through laughter, celebrating milestones like birthdays and graduations, anniversaries and such, and playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, giving, which is extremely important in the pleasure principle, and that's being of service to others.
Mm. Boy, is that. That's really profound in helping us feel better about who we are in general. And all those socialization theories about you got to have people around you who, validate who you are and just, it just makes us feel better, right?
Absolutely. And all of these life-affirming pleasure principles, as I call them, have been proven to reduce stress and depression.
Mm-hmm.
It enhances our feelings of happiness and it improves our health and our well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So,
boy, you said it.
They're all good.
You said it, girl. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest today is Jody Gould. She's a best-selling author. She's written 8 books, at least. Many journals, magazines, been on television, radio for many years. And the book's called High, H-I-G-H, 6 Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. The way to make yourself feel better without having the narcotics and having too much alcohol in your body and brain to break down your body. These are the healthy things you can do, guys. And I also invite you to email me if you'd like. If you're shy and you have a question for Jody, you don't want to get your voice on the air, that's fine. Go ahead, email me straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Or also you can give us a shout here live, 323-203-0815. So let's get into some of these guilt-free pleasures that'll make us feel better. Of course, we all know that, it's important to move and get some type of physical activity. And, after an intense workout, we have those endorphins. We feel better. it's like, yeah. But
absolutely.
Yeah, can you elaborate what's going on and why that is?
Well, the reason why we've heard about the runner's high.
Right, right.
That's actually a real thing. I mean, that
yeah.
is that actually does some, that's something that actually biologically takes place in our mm. body. And it happens because we're getting our heart rate pumping, and it produces mm. this natural hormone, this natural chemical in our brain, endorphins.
Yes.
Which is a natural opiate.
Mm-hmm.
And so, listen, you can get it, you can get it through drugs, or you can get it through pumping your heart, which
right.
you think is better for you, which is safer. So getting the heart moving, it doesn't have to be done through running. I know Bruce Springsteen says people are born to run. Not everybody loves to run. I'm not a runner myself. I actually like spinning.
Yeah.
I like
Ooh,
indoor cycling. I live in New
one.
York, so I don't have the great outdoors like you all have
right.
in Los Angeles. But, you know, I go to a gym and I spin, but that's what I enjoy. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't have to be running or even spinning. You pick and choose what you like to do as long as it gets the heart pumping and gets those endorphins, that endorphins flowing in your brain. You're
right.
going to feel better.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So
yeah.
it really is. I mean, that is a real thing. My husband used to run. He was up for the Olympics way back when, and he was a sprinter, and he said,
oh,
I get a high. He said, that is my addiction.
You see,
you know?
All the people I interview
yep.
who run, they all say the same thing.
Yep.
If they're high, there's no question about it, just like your husband. And some neurologists actually say that exercise can work even better than antidepressants
mm-hmm.
without having some of the negative side effects. I'm not telling people to get off their antidepressants
yeah,
if they're
right.
working for them.
Right, right.
But it is an alternative if you want to try it, and if your doctor says it's okay,
hmm.
it can actually work to
yeah.
reduce our depression. So
yes, you are so
that's
right.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it sure is, Jody. And you know, a lot of folks can't run or do a lot of strenuous weightlifting because
yeah.
you know they have
right.
energy or injuries, rather, our backs hurt or something like that. So there
right.
are mellower activities that we can all do to sort of get a little bit of a high and pleasure feelings. What would you suggest some of those activities are to help us?
Well, walking, for one thing,
hmm.
You don't have to do it for, you don't have to run marathons, you don't have to even do any physical activity for an hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours. You could walk for 20 minutes. It's
mm.
going to give you some kind of benefit.
Yes.
Even better, if you attach some little bit of light weights to your ankles, you can hide them underneath your pants, and that will help pump up the your heart rate, which again will improve the effect of the movement.
Yeah.
You can go swimming, which
mm.
is one of the the best physical exercises that we can do that doesn't put any strain on our joints. If you have arthritis or a problem in that area,
right.
You could take water aerobics. That's a tremendous exercise that you could do. Or just basic things. If you really are an exercise hater, you could park farther away.
There you
all
go.
You folks with cars out there, you can park farther away from the shopping center and walk rather than trying to find the closest spot to where you're going.
Yes.
You can use the stairs instead of the elevator or the escalator. I mean, these are just basic things that
mm-hmm.
we can do
yes.
in our everyday lives. Even just stepping up the pace
mm-hmm.
when you're running for a bus or,
mm-hmm.
or walking for a bus.
Yeah.
All these things are just ways. 20 minutes a day if you want to start it, and if you want to increase it every minute, you know, minute by minute, great. But if you could just, if that's all you have is 20 minutes, just do it as
mm-hmm.
much as you can,
yes.
You know, daily if possible.
That's great. No, that's a great tip. So we're going to move on to your second pleasure principle that you suggest
mm-hmm.
folks really think about doing to themselves to make their lives happier, better, is restore yourselves. And so, I love that one because here's the thing. You know, we're all into that multitasking and overstimulation. We get really addicted to that, don't we, Jody?
Oh,
know?
Well, yeah, I'm I am definitely guilty of being very much attached to my smartphone.
<That's>
so
right.
I know that we all are very, very plugged in.
We are.
But I mean, it can help us connect
yeah.
in some ways, which
yeah.
is one of the pleasure principles. And by the way, I encourage all these principles can be merged.
Yes.
And they usually do sort of cross with
right.
one another.
Right.
When it comes to our devices and being in social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever it is, whatever it is you like to do, you do connect with other people, which is great, but it's also very isolating because there you are alone with your, tapping away with your thumbs. You got to actually get out there and meet people face to face. So it can create an isolation. And it could also just create too much overstimulation in our brains. I mean, we're getting so much information now through the internet, and it's almost too much. And there, we have to take the time to just unplug and shut down and relax and let our minds, our bodies, and our spirits breathe. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
And one way that we can breathe is through meditation. And more people are really trying it. I did write a book about this, Your Brain on Yoga, with with a neurologist from Harvard.
Yep.
And I cannot tell you how many studies there are out there that show the beneficial effects of meditation. Again, I'm going to use 20 minutes. 20 minutes a day is all you really need to produce the positive effects, which include reducing stress, lowering depression, your heart rate. It helps us to improve our memory. It helps fire up our neurons.
Mm-hmm.
It's been used for soldiers who have post-traumatic stress and other people who have for some other reasons for post-traumatic stress. Meditation has been used in a beneficial way to help improve that. Mm-hmm. And MRIs, which are photographs of our brain, have shown that people who are meditating, there's a certain part of the brain that's associated with those positive emotions I was talking about earlier. They light up like a Christmas tree.
Oh, my goodness.
When we meditate. So I don't know how else to say it except that it's there's nothing bad about meditation if you can do it. And I realize in our overwork, overstressed society, it's really hard for Americans to do this. It's hard for me, believe me. I wrote about it. I have to, it takes discipline to do it. But if you can try to do it, get yourself in a quiet room, in a dark room, get away from the kids, and just do it for as long as you can.
Yes.
It'll help you. Improves your immune system, too.
Boy, it sure does. You know, it's just calming that mind, getting into that either alpha or theta state or brainwave, you know, relaxation state. And that's the thing. A lot of people think it's really hard, Jody. It's like, oh, my gosh, I can't. Meditation, do I have to become a Zen? No. Just calm that mind.
No, it is. I'm not saying that it's easy because emptying your mind of thoughts, we're constantly thinking. And that does take some work. But
it
doesn't take long before you're able to just concentrate on your breathing and try to release the thoughts. You can use images of butterflies flying out of your ears or your top of your head, whatever works for you.
That's right.
You could even just stop and literally smell the flowers. It's a form of meditation.
That's so
and
true.
And then there are other ways you can do it which don't involve meditation, and that involves the spiritual side of our lives, and that's taking time for rest and reflection. And you can do this. It doesn't require going to a church, synagogue, mosque, or temple if you don't want to. If you do, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, you just have to take time out of your life to reflect and be quiet.
Yes.
The Quakers had silent reflection time.
Yes.
Catholics have prayer beads.
Mm-hmm.
Buddhists certainly do it. Jews observe the Sabbath where they don't, go shopping or they just don't spend money and they spend time with their family in prayer or going for walks. So there's ways to include reflection, prayer, and into our lives.
Yes.
And it helps. It is a form of meditation and relaxation.
It sure is. It certainly is. It's just calming the mind, Jody. You're so
calming
right.
the mind. Exactly right.
Exactly. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. And my special guest today is Jody Gould. She has won so many awards for her writing and authored 8 books, best-selling books. And we're talking about her latest right now. It's called Hi, 6 Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. And it really is about sort of altering your state to get that great feeling in your brain by inducing natural chemicals naturally rather than using substances. So if you have any questions, by the way, if you'd like to email us, do so, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. We have a couple coming in. Or if you would like to get on the air here, 323-203 1-800-273-0815. We'll be telling you how you can get a hold of Jody's book at the end of the show. So be sure and stay tuned here. And I'm looking at an email right now. This is kind of relevant. I'll just throw it out there. I think Jason wrote it. He wrote it a little while ago, so maybe he wasn't hearing about the movement so far. And also some of the other things that you suggested, like restoring. We were just talking about meditation. He said, hi, Jody. His name's Jason. And he said, I work as an assistant producer in Los Angeles up to 12 hours a day every day. I enjoy ingesting edible cannabis at the end of the day to relax. All the research says that it has medicinal qualities and benefits for managing stress. What do you think about cannabis, and what are some of the alternative methods I could use to manage that stress? That's a good one.
Well, I look at pot in the same way I look at wine, as I spoke about earlier. I don't smoke pot because it makes me paranoid. But
me too.
I know many people who use it, and it helps make them feel more relaxed, more creative.
It's great.
And as we certainly know, medicinally, it helps so many people. It's being legalized all over the country. I see nothing wrong with taking a few tokes. If you want to ingest it, that's fine. Again, the only caveat is, you know, don't get behind the wheel. Don't do it if you're under 18 and your brain's not fully developed. But if you want to use it to relax and kick back, I personally see nothing wrong with it. I know some people will disagree with that. I personally see that nothing wrong with it, as long as, again, it's done in moderation.
Right.
And it makes you feel relaxed. Nothing wrong with it, as far as I can see. And did he ask about alternatives?
Yes, he did. He said, "Could you?"
Well,
give
we
me
did.
Some,
we yes. were we were talking about the alternatives. Yep. And again, I would need to know more about what you enjoy doing.
Yes,
but
exactly.
If you like sports, I highly recommend you maybe go joining a pickup game.
I don't
know what you like to do: basketball, baseball. Some men even love fantasy sports. If you're not into actually going out and doing it.
Sure.
Everybody has a different way to relax, and I would have to know more about you personally to select what would be best for you. But take a look at the list and see if any one of those things resonates with you, and then go for it, or a combination of it all.
That's right.
And getting together with friends, you know, connecting. We're going to talk about that later. But getting together with friends is a great way to get a natural high.
Yeah,
Comedy, stand-up comic, making yourself laugh. We're going to talk about that later. Yeah. It's all good.
Oh, that is great. Well, thank you so much, Jason, for emailing us. I sure appreciate that. And I'm on the same page with you, you know, about cannabis, Jody. I really don't, you know, have an issue with it. And, you know, it has proven for a lot of folks to have relaxation and medicinal qualities and stuff like that. But like you said, anything can be abused. And, of course, there's that, you know, especially a lot of times in younger folks. I mean, you know, the adolescent and young adult brain is still developing, so there's that lack of motivation kind of.
Yeah, you have to be a little careful.
And
true.
If you're doing that every
night. However, I just want to say in terms of one thing I didn't mention about restoring, sleeping is one of the most important things that we can do, which is just the opposite of exercising. But sleeping, we are a nation of insomniacs. Part of the reason is because we're so plugged in, but you really need to get restorative sleep in order to function properly, in order for your brain to function properly. And it's okay to take naps. You don't have to be 3 years old to take a nap. It's okay if you want to take a little restorative nap. It's been proven to be good for you and healthy. If you have the time to do it, do it. And then massage is another way. Again, for people who don't like to meditate or don't like to exercise, get a massage. If you can't afford the full, you know, on the table massage, I know here where I live, we have these chair massages in nail salons.
Yes,
you go in there, get a 10-minute massage. It's going to make you feel great.
That's right.
And
they do have those.
The other thing, which I know everyone is going to be unanimous about, is sex.
Yes,
touch and sex is one of the best ways that we can revitalize our mind, body, and spirit.
I agree. Yeah, that's right, Jody.
Yeah,
yeah. Release
whether
those
you're with a partner or not.
Yes, exactly.
Not everybody has a partner, and there's ways to have sex without a partner. So
that's right.
So any way you do it, it's great, and it'll make you it'll improve your health and your well-being.
Yep. And, you know, there are studies that show that. I mean, that that release, you know, does stimulate certain chemicals that make us feel a lot better.
Correct. Yes.
You know.
Yes, absolutely.
That's
good
exactly.
Good for our health.
Yes, ma'am. That's true. So moving along here to the six pleasure principles. In your third one, you talk about how important it is to connect. And you touched on that a little bit earlier. So what do you mean by that? And what does it do for us to connect more with folks?
Oh, well, that is, again, I know I say they're all important. They really are.
Sure.
Connection is one of the most important things that we can do, and it has been proven to actually not only be healthy for us, but increase our longevity. Those people who connect with others tend to live longer.
Yes.
And there was an interesting study that was done in the 50s called the Rosetto Study. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No, I'm not.
But it was done by a professor at the University of Oklahoma, and he studied this group of people from Italy who came to Pennsylvania to start start a new life.
Yes.
And they were doing all of the opposite things of what that we now know to be good for us.
Yes.
They were cooking with lard. They were eating red meat. They were eating starchy potatoes. They were not exercising. They were not moving at all. But what they discovered was that no one over 55 died of a heart attack.
Wow.
They were living to ripe old ages. And so the professors are trying to figure out why is this true when they're not doing anything that we know to be good for us.
Right.
Why are these people living so long? Well, what they discovered was that these people were connecting with one another as a community and as families. They were living in multi-generational families with grandfathers and grandmothers and great-grandparents. Mm-hmm. They were going to church together.
Yes.
They were spending time together at dinner, after dinner. They were socializing. And that they saw, as the researchers saw, as the key to their longevity.
Oh, wow. It is so true.
So this is how important connections are.
Oh,
and
boy,
there's,
they
in
are.
Fact, a long-term study going on in California with a group of people who are all past 90, and they're living and thriving, and researchers are trying to figure out what is the secret. Why?
Right.
Why are they living so long?
Right.
Well, one reason is they play bridge all the time.
Yes.
That we happen to know is a very good exercise for our brain.
Oh,
but
it
that's
is.
Not the key to why they're living longer.
Mm-hmm.
What you do when you play bridge is you're playing it with other people.
Yes.
I know that people think that, you know, crossword puzzles and Sudoku and it's a good way to keep your brain healthy.
Sure.
And it is good.
Yeah.
But you do that by yourself.
It's true.
What's even better is when you do things with other people.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons that they discovered that this group of people in California were living longer. It's because they were connecting and they were looking forward to being with other people. They were gossiping and they were having fun.
Right. Wow. That is, you know, it really does add to all those socialization theories about, you know, improving our life and our health. And that's what we're about here as human beings, too, is connecting with each other. Even if we don't have families, you know, I have some patients who come in to see me and say, I'm so lonely. I'm a widow, or I've never really had a strong, loving relationship, and I'm alone, and I work a lot, but I'm just having a hard time, especially in many metropolitan cities. I don't know if you've spent a lot of time in L.A., Jody, but, you know, everybody's living la vida loca out here. And it is hard, but what, you know, I always suggest and what I find, like you just said, is you've got to reach out. You've got to find meetups. You've got to find common interest clubs, groups, churches, temples, you know, whatever works, a common interest. Start meeting. Just you've got to get out of your house.
Get out of there.
And
I agree 100%.
Yep.
And about loneliness, you should really tell somebody. I encourage people, if you're feeling lonely, to actually tell someone. I mean, obviously, if you see a therapist like someone like you. That's of course wonderful. Mm. But I'll tell you a story that happened to me in my building.
Right.
I was riding in the elevator with one of my neighbors, and she was recently widowed, and her daughter was off to college, so she was living in an empty nest all by herself.
Yes.
And we were talking and laughing about something, and she just turned to me and said, "You know, Jody, you're someone who I really enjoy spending time with. I'm feeling very lonely these days. I was wondering if you might get together with me sometime for a coffee." I said, "Yes, of course.
Yes.
I would be more than happy to do so." And had she not told me and reached out and said, "You know what, I'm lonely. There's no shame in it."
Sure.
I would never have known this. And so do tell somebody. Say, "You know what, I'm feeling a little lonely. I would really like to get together." Mm. So reach out and definitely talk to people and let them know. Pets can be very helpful.
Yes.
Not just in terms of lowering our stress. It's also, again, studies proven that they do so. That's why they're used in hospitals.
Yes.
And they help reduce our depression, but it also gets you out of the house or your apartment because you have to walk the dog several times a day.
Exactly.
And you'll find that dog people are very chatty, and they love to talk to other dog owners, and it's a way to connect.
Yeah.
So that's another. It's another. I would never advise getting a pet if you don't like them. I don't advise getting a pet.
Yeah.
If you don't like animals,
exactly.
Obviously you have to be an animal lover.
That's right.
But go to your local shelter, adopt adopt a cat or a dog, and they'll help you at home. Being with this furry, lovely thing that gives you unconditional love. So I highly recommend that. Joining a book club. I know that your listeners are readers, obviously. One of the great things that you could do to get together and have a little fun and talk about intellectual things, which it's just stimulating.
Exactly.
But you're getting together.
Exactly.
And there are these meetups that they have at meetup.com.
Yep.
And they're all based on particular interests. So if you go to meetup.com, put in what your interest is, whether it's food, cooking, fitness, dance, spirituality, whatever it is, you will find the date of the next meetup in your community. It's all localized. And that's another great way where you can connect.
That's so true, Jody. That's wonderful information, too, and I know helpful for the listeners here. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch. Dr. Michelle here, my special guest, Jody Gould. We're talking about her latest book. It's called High: 6 Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. And I want to give a big thanks, by the way, to my special sponsor today. Today's show is sponsored by Glow Soulwear. Talking about making yourself feel better and enjoying the highs naturally. Glow Soulwear is the clothing company that puts love and light in every stitch. Glow Soulwear is high-quality sports and nice casual clothing with beautiful sacred geometry designs. So wear your high vibration and lighten up. Check out glowsoulwear.com. That's glowsoulwear.com. I'm wearing a Glow Soulwear right now, a nice, beautiful shirt with it's a high energy vibration, guys. So check it out, glowsoulwear.com. Just makes you feel better about who you are and what you're wearing if you're wearing some sacred geometric designs here. All right, Jody, we're going to talk more about the 6 principles for guilt-free pleasure and escape. So let's talk now about expressing and expanding our inner self through creating. I love that. You know, so why is it so helpful in helping elevate our happiness to be more creative? What do you mean by that? Do we have to be artists or musicians or?
You certainly don't. What you don't have to be is necessarily talented. That's what I just want to say.
All right.
A lot of people stop themselves from being creative. I mean, it's one thing that we've got to sort of, you know, when we were children, we were all finger painting and making things out of Play-Doh and clay. It was one of the things that we did as children. Well, we've got to bring some of that back as adults, and we got to explore the creative sides of ourselves. I know everything life gets so serious, but I did a study for the book, a survey rather, of about 450 people, and number one, in terms of, I asked them what were their favorite natural pleasures, and one was laughter,
yes.
Two was sex, which we already talked about, and three was connecting and creating.
Yes.
So that was tied.
Yes.
Now, creating, the great Oliver Sacks said in his book Musicphilia, he said, music can move us to the heights and depths of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Music is one of the greatest ways that we can create. And again, you don't have to be on The Voice or American Idol. You don't have to be good. You could sing in the shower.
Yeah,
you could join your choir or community theater.
Yes.
You can just sing in the privacy of your own home. It's just, it's one of the ways that we express our inner joy. Now, dancing is not something that I love to do, because I dance since I was a child. I
did
dance lessons.
Great.
Dancing is one of the greatest things that you can do, and I spoke to many people who do it and said it's one of their greatest highs. It's a way of just feeling it's a combination of movement, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Creativity.
Yeah.
And what I do is, I have a teenage daughter, I put on some earwormy pop music, and we just dance with abandon in the privacy of her own home, so I don't mortify her.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. You could do it at a wedding. You can at a graduation, at a party. Don't worry about other people looking at you. I know that stops a lot of people from dancing.
It sure does.
Believe me, nobody is looking at you. They're more concerned about how they look.
That's exactly.
Just dance and have fun if that's what you like to do.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm a writer. So that's the way I get my creativity, and there's so many ways now that people, we have citizen journalists, we have blogs, we have Wattpad, if you want to try your hand at writing short stories.
Right.
Go online and put it out there, or just do it again for yourself. Do it old school with a journal.
Yeah.
And write about your feelings.
Oh, wow.
Write about what happened during your day. You can write fiction, or you can write about what you're grateful for, which is always a good thing.
You said it, Joni. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much. What great information you're packing into the show today. And there's so much more great information in your book, Six Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. And again, at the end of the show, in a little bit, we're going to tell you how to get Jody's book and her other books, absolutely, that she's written, and find out more about her, as well. So, being more creative, as you said, is really wonderful. We have some emails coming in, but I'd like to, just touch, on your fifth pleasure principle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to celebrate and affirm more joy in our lives. I love that. We need more joy, that's for sure. So what are some of those ways we can do that?
Well, as I said, the number one, I was surprised, but the number one favorite natural pleasure was laughter.
Right.
And that, again, has a physiological basis.
Exactly.
When we laugh, we take in more oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
The blood flows. Our blood pressure drops.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us, how laughter, laughter is the best medicine. It's a cliche. Well, guess what? It's true.
Yes.
It makes us feel better. So
yes, it does.
Go to a stand-up, see a comedy, get together with your buddies who make you laugh. Go talk about old times and just laugh about them.
Yeah.
It's really one of the best ways to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we can do is by celebrating milestones. We tend to, as we get older, it becomes less and less important. Birthdays, again, harking back to our childhood, do you remember how important your birthday was when you were a kid?
Gosh, yes.
And once you had your birthday, you were looking forward to your next one and the party and being with your friends. Well, celebrating, we got to get that back. Celebrate your birthday. Having play dates, again, something
that
we did as a child. We got to play more as adults. We got to have more fun. It's just having more fun.
Exactly.
If it means taking a vacation and just doing, again, it's a combination of restoring and celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to celebrate. And sadly, we are a nation of vacation-deprived people.
Yes, we are.
The only industrialized country which doesn't have 30 days of paid leave.
Yeah.
Imagine that, Americans. The Europeans have 30 days
wow.
of vacation time.
I love it.
Paid.
Come on.
We get 2 weeks.
That's it.
We get 2 weeks. Okay. Well,
right.
we get 2 weeks. But here's the other thing that's kind of sad about
yeah.
us is
yeah.
that we work so hard, and
yeah,
I know
do.
The economy is bad,
yeah.
that we don't even take our full 2 weeks.
Right.
There's a study was done, and they said the average person leaves 4 unused vacation days. They're
right.
not even taking their 2 weeks. So I encourage you all out there, take your vacation.
Yes.
And if you're a boss, I'm going to tell you that studies prove that it actually improves production and it makes your employees more productive. You
mm-hmm.
tell your boss this if you're not a boss. It makes them more relaxed.
Sure.
Which makes them more productive. They make fewer mistakes.
Yes.
It makes people more creative and
yes.
less burned out.
Yes.
And it creates healthier and happier workers. So
sure
go
does.
Tell your boss.
That's right. And in some of the, you're right, Jody, some of those large working environments, you know, one that comes to mind, of course, is Google. You know, they have recreation rooms and they have video game rooms and exercise
yeah.
rooms and they have little napping pods. And I mean, it's just a
yeah.
whole community
yeah.
of you get to rest and play during your workday because we understand that you need that. So you're right.
Yes.
It's really important.
And it can combines because you're taking a vacation, hopefully,
yes.
with family and friends.
Yeah.
So you're combining that connection with the restoring, with the celebration. So
you
it's a triple. You're
yep.
hitting the triple on that one.
Yes.
And if you can't take a vacation, you're saying, I can't. I have too much work.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't get away.
Yeah.
Well, book a night at a hotel or a B&B near where you live.
Yeah.
It's better if you go to another town because it sort of mixes things up.
Sure.
And just go away for a weekend.
That's
get
right.
a babysitter.
There
go away for a night if that's all you can.
Right.
If that's all you can do.
Exactly.
But just get away. It's amazing how just a change of scenery will
yes.
help you to restore your mind and your body and your spirit.
Mm, you said it, Jody. That is so true. And your sixth principle, we're going to have to, you know, get things moving here. We do have a CBS hard break coming up, but I want to let you know that you guys, we're going to tell you how to get in touch with and or find out more about where to get Jody's book and learn more about her at the end of the show. It's also going to be up on the archives right here on LA Talk Radio, right here on my webpage, probably tomorrow with all that information. The last pleasure principle is about giving and being of service to others and finding
mm-hmm.
purpose. And that's really self-explanatory, but, you know, we can just touch a little bit on the importance of that. I mean, it just makes us feel better to give to others. We're not in our old heads so much. We're out there sharing and it is kind of giving love, and that's nourishing to us, right, Jody?
Oh, it's one of the most important pleasure principles because random acts of kindness, especially those with no expectations for reward, can lead us on a path to joy. And countless religions teach us that helping others is not only a worthy pursuit, but a moral obligation. You can donate your time, which is one of the best things that and most precious things that we can do. You can donate money, obviously,
yes.
writing a check to your favorite charity,
huh.
or you can combine another pleasure principle by going on a charity walk, ride, run.
Yes.
So you're moving, and then you're also meeting new people, and then you're also giving to others.
That's true.
And again, backed by studies, they've shown that that helping others and having a larger purpose in life, and that's really what it's all about.
Right.
It's having a it's living outside yourself and not being so connected with your own problems.
Right.
Because I guarantee you, as miserable as you may be feeling, as depressed as you may be feeling right now, there's somebody out there who has it even worse. And all you
yes.
have to do is turn on the news or read the newspaper to find out.
Yeah.
Look what's happening in Nepal, the tornadoes. I mean, I don't have to tell you that every day
yeah.
there's some horrible tragedy going on and someone suffering. So
that's
there
right.
is always someone in need and someone who needs help. So volunteering is one of the ways that you can encourage friendships and connect to others. It
mm-hmm.
makes you feel less isolated.
So true. Really does.
Again,
help
it helps us to live longer,
yeah.
and it increases our self-esteem and self-confidence.
Boy, it sure does. That's terrific. Jody, real quick, where can listeners
yep.
find out more about you and get your latest book, High, Six Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape?
Well, I welcome everyone to come to my website, Jodi, J-O-D-I-E, Gould, G-O-U-L-D.com. Yeah. All my books are up there. You can get it, obviously, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or the good old brick-and-mortar bookstore. So there are plenty of ways to get it, but I have a blog up there on my website. If you want to write me and tell me your personal story or ask me a question, I'd be happy to talk to you.
That's so neat. Thank you so much for writing such great books and helping people, Jodi.
My pleasure. It's wonderful talking to you.
Oh, it's so great talking to you, too, and looking forward to your next book. Hey, this is a hit run, though. This is a good one. This is out there, and I know it's going to do well. So, again, folks, Six Principles for Guilt-Free Pleasure and Escape. Thanks again, Jodi. Take good care, and talk to you in the near future again, I'm sure.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
All right.
Be well.
Thanks. Bye. All right, guys, again, as I said, the show will be up in the archives and ready for your listening. Find out more about the 6 principles for guilt-free pleasure and escape. Yeah, won't get addicted, won't hurt your body. It's just really things you can do to make your life better and be happier and feel better in general. That's the way it goes here. Hey, as I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you can take care of others. And that's the way it goes here on LA Talk Radio. Dr. Michelle, love you lots. Be back next week with more great shows here on the couch. Bye-bye.